we're speaking to Ms. Barbara Wardlaw, leader of the First People's National Party. Ms. Wardlaw, thank you for taking the time to speak to us today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the platform of your party.
Okay. As you know, we're running, or you may or may not know, we're running five candidates across the country. We were just registered as of December 6th this year with Elections Canada. We have a general policy paper. It's on our site. We have four pillars within our platform. We would like to promote economic growth, of course, to see some social change, some real social change, to play a part in the Canadian political environment, of course. And we bring in a cultural or a spiritual aspect to our platform.
I see. And the five candidates, what ridings are these?
We're running five candidates, two in Alberta, mm-hmm. two in Ontario, and one in British Columbia.
Oh, in British Columbia. In what specific riding is the one in British Columbia?
In British Columbia, it's Cariboo, Prince George.
Great.
That's Don Roberts.
I see. And tell us a little about the future of your party. Do you hope to grow and expand in time for the next election?
It was our hope. The election was no surprise for us. We knew it was coming. It's unfortunate that we didn't have more time to prepare. Mm. This upcoming election will put a face to our party. We'll give the Canadian public a look at us. And it is our hope that we'll continue to unify over the next 18 months or 2 years or so to the next election. And in the next election, we fully plan on running between 29 and 65 ridings, simply because we know that we have Aboriginal people in those ridings that can have a tremendous impact on those candidates.
Now, looking back at your platform, you mentioned one of your party's goals is to promote economic growth. How do you intend to do that?
I think we need to take a look at the tax relationship, the taxing of the Canadian public. We need to look at the debt for First Nations people, which is quite extensive. We need to promote economic growth within some of the smaller communities because, as you know, we still have very poor living conditions for some of our smaller communities up north, most of which are Aboriginal communities. They're still not living in any kind of standard living quarters and by way of fresh water, proper housing, that sort of thing. So we hope to build and promote economic development for those areas.
What is the First People's and National Party's view on the environment?
Well, the Aboriginal people respect the environment as a way of life anyway, so that's incorporated into everything that we do. Mother Earth, we protect, and we protect that for generations to come. So it's extremely important to us when we're looking at economic development and growth to ensure that as a part of that, we're incorporating the idea of protecting our lands, our water, our air.
When voters go to the polls on January 23rd, regardless if they have a First People's National Party representative in their riding, what are some of the key issues you think they should consider?
I think that people need to look at certainly their own communities, within their own communities. When we talk about the First People's National Party, what we say is, how are we different? We like to think, or we do, respect each other's visions and ways of life. We respect each other's territories because we have different concerns in different areas, and we want to be able to represent them all. So when someone's going to vote, and I know because I'm receiving emails from all over the country right now, and I'm feeling badly because they're saying, we support you, there's no one running here. What do we do? I guess what they have to look at is what's important to their own communities and what the platforms are that that are of the parties that are running candidates in those areas. Now, having said that, I know that there's a concern. I'm also getting the strategic questions. Well, you know what? We're going to be splitting votes here. We're going to be doing some of that sort of thing. I think that people need to push those notions aside. That's a strategy, and I realize that, and that's a reality. It can happen. I think they need to look at who's representing them within their areas locally, and to not disregard party platforms per se, but perhaps look at what those people are trying to do for them within their own communities. FPMP plans to be in those ridings next election, so it is our hope that those people that do support us are going to run FPMP.
If people care for more information, the website is www.fpnpoc.ca. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Ms. Barbara Wardlaw, thank you very much for talking to us, and good luck with the campaign.
Chi miigwech.
Have a great day.
Thank you.